President Bush took a break from his campaign for re-election today to attend his nephew's wedding in Kennebunkport, Maine. Mr. Bush returns to the stump with stops this week in Florida, New Mexico, and Arizona. In the Southwest, the president follows in the footsteps of his Democratic challenger. Senator John Kerry is in New Mexico today on his way to Arizona. He's joined by running mate John Edwards and their families on a train making stops in small towns and suburbs. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is on the Kerry train and filed this report.
Out the train windows roll miles of rocky high plains, brown-green with tufts of bright yellow sunflowers. Every so often the locomotive slows to pass through a little town like Trinidad, Colorado, where hundreds of supporters came to cheer the train on. And Kerry and Edwards lean out the end of the last car, like in Raton, New Mexico, to shout and wave.
Great to see you. Great to see you. Thank you, guys. Go, firefighters!
But though the campaign train got great receptions in these places, Kerry's got a long way to go in the Southwest. Colorado especially leans to the right. President Bush won it by 9 percentage points over Al Gore in 2000. Then again, the state can also be unpredictable. About a third of its registered voters stay independent, and recent polls show Kerry very close behind Mr. Bush's lead. And so John Kerry is placing special focus on Colorado. Kerry's train slowed to a stop yesterday in the old railroad town of La Junta, population about 7,500. A crowd is already gathered in the town park, and on the grass sits Michael Seibert with his wife and friends. One of the things he hopes the Democratic candidate will talk about is the deep federal budget deficits.
The Republicans pose as fiscal conservatives, which is absurd if you look at the record of the deficits. They occurred under Ronald Reagan, they occurred under George Herbert Walker Bush, and they occurred under George W. Bush. It's astonishing that people don't realize that $10 trillion of their money vanished in the last 3.5 years.
Seibert is not disappointed. A few minutes later, Kerry lists off new program after new program that would require new federal spending, but adds this caveat.
John and I have shown exactly how we're going to pay for every single thing we're going to do and reduce the deficit in half. And if any of you question that, let me just tell you something. We did it. We did it in 1993 with Bill Clinton. We had the lowest employment, the lowest inflation. We raised the employment.
Another spectator is Heidi Eddy. She brought her 3 kids from Mahana, Colorado, to see the excitement. But she's hanging back a little, staying well outside the crowds and police barrier. Eddie says she voted for Bush in 2000, but she's not happy with the Iraq war.
I wasn't too impressed with what Bush did. I don't know, just the whole thing about the war and his attitude toward it, I think.
What is his attitude, do you think?
I think he's kind of smirky about things. A little bit too proud.
Eddie says she'll most likely vote for the Democrat this time, and Kerry didn't disappoint her either, telling the crowd he would execute the war in a different way from President Bush.
I can do a better job of fighting a more effective, more strategic, more thoughtful war on terror that brings us the cooperation necessary to actually make America safer. That's what we're going to do.
But Kerry will have to break Colorado of its Republican voting streak if he's going to win the state. And President Bush also plans to spend plenty of time there to try to keep Kerry from doing just that. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, traveling with the Kerry campaign in Albuquerque, New Mexico.